Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for joining Dr. Susan Starler at Thinking Outside the Box. Today, I'm very excited to say that we are going to be continuing our discussion with Ms. Barbara Marquet with regard to alternative methods of allergy control and elimination. Before we get started, I wanted to remind you all that if you'd like to see Ms. Marquet and myself live, we will be having our patient education seminar on April 23rd between 6 and 8 o'clock. It will be at my office at 12301 Wilshire Boulevard, Suite 615 in West Los Angeles. That's between Bundy and Centinela. There will be free parking in the back after 6 o'clock p.m., and I encourage you all to come, bring your questions, and be prepared to participate. It is an interactive live show. So with that, I believe last week we left off, we were talking about what are the kinds of things that allergies look like to people. And just to recap really quickly, allergies can look like, and I'm talking about what makes an allergen, allergies can look like a peanut. It can be any of the number of grasses which are so beautifully blooming around Southern California right now. It can look like dairy in any of its forms. It can look like dust. It can look like the dandruff from your doggy or the hair from your kitty. It can look like foods, eggs, calcium, wheat products. It can be honey. There's a lot of different things that can look like allergy to your body. But what I'd like to discuss at this point is how does that manifest? And to that end, Ms. Marquet, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. I'm so happy to be here.
So some of the clients that you've seen, when you're dealing with allergies, what are they presenting with? What are some of the symptoms that they complain of?
Well, sometimes they don't even know that it's related to an allergy. Sneezing, itching, people will come in with rashes, runny eyes, runny nose. Headaches is a big, big topic that is very, very often caused by allergies to something.
I agree.
So you have to check and test and see if that is the cause of it. And then you have to track it down to see what it is that's causing the headache. And, of course, that could be, the vibrational frequency of something all the way to a physical thing that they're touching or something they're eating or drinking or breathing.
So what do you mean by vibrational frequency of something?
Well, everything has a magnetic, electromagnetic field around it, stuff. And each cell in the body has positive and negative charges. So it's just like a magnet. So everything is magnetic, electromagnetic. So when those energetic charges come into contact with the energy field of your body, then you've got a problem because they're going to crash. They're going to conflict like two positive poles of a magnet. They repel each other, right? So
You're talking about things like Wi-Fi and cellular phones and computers and our not cabled television, anything that's wireless.
Right.
Our smart homes, our keys for our doorknobs in our common, real modern, fabulous cars. All of that's what could be considered a magnetic interference.
That's right. And just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. It's really there. We're being bombarded with these things every day.
No, I agree.
So the way that we...
So
I was just
going to
mention... Okay. The other things are... The other symptoms that people can get is tummy aches, diarrhea or constipation... all different kinds of, symptoms that they have. So we need to somehow dampen the reaction that our body is having to these body to these energies clashing against each other, because your body's resisting them. For some reason, it doesn't like it. You know, it could be for any reason. And when your body doesn't like something like that, your body produces physical things like toxins and chemicals to resist it. And that causes heat in the body, which circulates throughout the whole body. That can cause inflammation and all kinds of blockages. So it has very physical effects on your physical body. It's not just, you know, things floating around energetically. It translates into hardcore toxins and chemicals being floating around in your body. So the way we deal with allergens like that, and allergies that your body doesn't like certain things, is centered in the immune system. So the immune system has memory cells that remember the allergen. So the next time it comes around you, whether you're eating it physically or just in close proximity to it, your body's going to react. So through certain allergy clearing techniques that have been proven, the central nervous system learns a different response to the allergen. So the next time your body sees that allergen or toxin, the body throws it out through your natural elimination process without alerting the immune system. And that is the key to the whole clearing of the allergies. So it retrains your central nervous system to respond differently to the allergen. And it does not alert the immune system.
That's fabulous.
That is really how, you know, that all works. And there are proven ways, you know, scientific and technological things that we have that will clear these allergies. So, you know, to retrain the brain and the nervous system, you know, to stop it. When you see that piece of lettuce, you know, it's good for you, you know. Stop thinking that it's the enemy and call out the army, because that is not necessary.
Right?
So one of the methods that I use is a cold laser. This doesn't cause any heat. You know, you can just put it anywhere on your body, and it makes the tissues of the body and the energy fields stronger rather than weaker when you're in the presence of the allergen. So, you know, you ate the piece of lettuce. Normally, if you were allergic to it, your body, all the muscles in your body would go weak. You know, you would start getting whatever the symptoms are that you get, some of which we just mentioned. But when you strengthen the tissues of the body and the energy fields with this light, this red cold laser light, it actually makes the body stronger when you're in the presence of the allergen. So your body thinks, oh, I'm not allergic to this. You know, why was everything getting cranky before? This is fine. It's a piece of lettuce. I need that for strong bones. And, you know, to grow in 12 strong ways. You know, like the old Wonder Bread commercial.
Right.
So it's, again, training the nervous system very quickly to learn a different response.
I love
so,
it. I know you're using cold laser. Are you using any other forms of technology to facilitate your treatment protocols?
Yes. There's a lot of different other ones. I'd like to just talk about the meridians, which is basically you're opening up these energy pathways of the body. You know, I call them the energetic bus lines of the body, because that's how energy travels back and forth. It sends messages, chemical messages, energetic messages, you know, all kinds of messages throughout the body. This is based on 5,000 years of Eastern medicine, and it's used by acupuncturists and other alternative therapists. That's me. I'm one of the alternative therapists. So acupuncture opens these energetic bus lines of the body, and they are called meridians. and it clears the energy pathway so energy can flow smoothly throughout the body, telling the body, telling the nervous system, hey, don't be allergic to this thing. You know, the meridians are all open. The pathways are open. You know, so the way acupuncture works quickly is a needle is inserted into a point on one of these electrically conductive pathways, which I call the bus lines, and they alter the flow of energy along that pathway so that it opens the meridians, it restores balance to the body, it circulates electrical energy again, because as we said before, we are electromagnetic beings. It clears all the blockages, because now the road crew has come and cleared the road, and it reprograms the nervous system and the brain to say, you know, keep these meridians open. Well, next time you see that piece of lettuce, you know, don't react to it. So, you know, you can also use acupressure. Acupressure is just by gentle, it's without using the needles. You're just putting gentle pressure on some of those points that I mentioned before. That wakes up the nervous system and once again reprograms it. And the way I do that is I have one of those wonderful back rollers that looks like two big circles with, you know, plastic points on it. And when you roll that on either side of someone's back, it also opens the meridians. It clears the pathways.
Right, you're affecting shoe points.
Right on either side of the spine. What is that?
Right. You're affecting shoe points that way.
Right.
In Chinese
so that,
medicine.
Right. So that opens up all of the energetic pathways so that you're telling the body again, in the presence of the allergen, once again, you know, you're still holding that piece of lettuce in your hand that's in your energetic field. It's saying, oh, this is a perfectly good substance. Your body needs this. So, you know, stop it. Stop reacting to it.
Right.
So that opens. There's so many cranial nerves that come from your brain, and they come out either side of your spine. And what other things come out? I know there's a lot of things that you're stimulating when you do that particular kind of rolling of the back.
Right. Well, just to clarify, if the cranial nerves do are part of the nervous system, the cranial nerves pretty much primarily stay in the brain, for those of our listening audiences. But what we do have is from the brain comes the rest of the spinal cord, and off the spinal cord come the part of the nervous system that stimulates motor control, so you can move your arms and your legs, and it also stimulates all of the organ systems at the motor level. And then you have the part of the nervous system that's called the autonomic nervous system, which controls all the things that are automatic in our body. The heart beats without us telling it to beat. You digest without you saying to your body, okay, I've eaten food, digest it now. You breathe without telling your body, with every breath, breathe, breathe. So this is the autonomic or automatic nervous system. And the nervous system is all about responding to allergies as well as the immune system, as it works intimately together. The body isn't just a system all by itself. Here a system, there a system, everywhere a system. It's all connected. So, yes, you're stimulating those acupuncture shoe points. You're also stimulating the sympathetic nervous system as it runs up and down either side of the spine, because over 80% of those sympathetic fibers terminate in the skin. So you're stimulating those as well when you use that little, what sounds like a really fun little barbaric device. You are stimulating a lot of different systems in a lot of different paradigms. So you've got Eastern, you've got Western. It's all good.
Right.
So listen, we are about out of time. And Barbara, that was absolutely fabulous. Oh, you know, we're going to continue next week. We're going to talk about more about exactly what this does with the immune system and how that can truly interact. You've described it great in generalities. We'll get into a little bit more specifics next week. and take it from there and further educate our listening audience. So thank you so much for joining us today. And for those of you who are listening, please feel free to check in with us again next Friday at 12:30. And you'll be thinking outside the box with Dr. Susan Starler. And everybody have a lovely, lovely weekend. Happy Passover. Happy Easter. Bye-bye for now.